At Stephanie's home in the living room, Felicia is standing over by the couch, talking on her cell phone.
Look, Stephen, I appreciate Melanie wanting to help both of us out with this whole Donovan thing, but I think I need to take responsibility for my actions. By the time you get this message, I will have told my family everything. Have a good day. In fact, make it a good day.
As Felicia hangs up from leaving the voicemail, Stephanie enters the room.
Who was that?
Pardon?
That you were talking to on the phone? Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
I wonder who that could be this early in the morning.
It's your sister, your brother, and Antoine Dreyfus.
Why are they here?
Because I need you all by my side today, so... Go ahead. Let him in.
At Colin's home in the living room, Colin is standing over by the window, lightly sipping on his morning cup of coffee as he becomes very deep in his thoughts.
What is it? Is everything okay? You hesitated.
Yeah, everything's fine. It was just really nice to spend some time with you tonight.
Yeah, you too. I should be going.
Yeah, you.
I.
As Colin comes out of his thoughts, Emma enters the room. Colin turns around upon hearing her footsteps.
Morning, you.
Morning, honey.
How'd you sleep?
Just fine.
Can I get you anything?
Nope, I'm fine.
Are you sure? I just put on a fresh pot of coffee not too long ago.
Colin.
I can make you breakfast.
Colin.
Or we could go out.
Colin! Honey, please, just stop. I can't do this. I can't just participate in meaningless small talk. We need to talk. We need to talk about our future.
At the Bay Ridge Hotel in Andrew's suite, Andrew enters the suite having just come from the bathroom. He has just finished getting dressed for the day and is buttoning up his shirt.
Shower. Check. Getting dressed for the day. Check. And my gourmet breakfast has finally arrived.
Upon opening the door, Andrew smiles as he sees Gunner standing there with a room service cart next to him.
Oh, Gunner! What a surprise! Hello, my old friend! Gosh, I didn't realize how tough times had gotten since we last saw one another. I can't believe you had to get a job to support yourself.
I don't work here, Andrew. I paid a waiter very handsomely so I could be the one to deliver your breakfast.
Do you happen to have a copy of the morning edition of the Magnifier on you, by chance?
No, and from what I saw underneath the dish dome, you really are what you eat.
You perceive I'm Eggs Benedict?
It's the perfect breakfast for a traitor such as yourself. I thought you were my friend, Andrew.
Gunner, we are long past friendship. I highly doubt you came all this way to talk about my breakfast order.
No, I wanted to see if the rumors were true.
You know what, just wheel the cart in already, and preferably not over my foot.
Gunner briskly shoves the service cart into the room and into a piece of furniture.
Let's just cut to the chase. How are you not in a cell right now, sucking down some porridge?
I told you I had something special in Agent Chandler that would get me out of this whole mess.
What the hell did you have on him, Andrew? You admitted your crimes in front of him.
Ah! Yes, I did admit what we did to Emma. Don't forget that you participated in all of that for a long time.
You were gonna kill me if I didn't go along with your plan.
Possibly. Anyway, your buddy at the FBI was not always a Boy Scout. For many, many months, he had been using federal funds to entertain himself, mainly with Fille de Joie.
Hookers? Oh, come on, Andrew. Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm out on bail. You see, I used what I had on Special Agent Chandler to get to my advantage. Some of the charges got dropped. Anyway, Chandler was...
Enough! I could care less about him. Listen here, Andrew. If I were you, I would enjoy this period of short-lived freedom. And as you do enjoy it, stay the hell away from my family.
Fine. But just know that I don't think my freedom will be short-lived, old friend. I think you'll be seeing me around for a long time.
At the Williams Law Firm in Miranda's office, Miranda is standing at her desk looking through a file. As she closes the file...
Come in!
Good morning, Miranda.
Hi. It's good to see you.
Thank you. I hope I'm not interrupting anything. I just desperately needed to see you.
It's actually been a slow work day thus far. Anyway, what's going on? Are you all right?
I will be. That is, once you help me take down Andrew Rutledge.
What do you mean? I thought that FBI agent arrested him.
Huh. Andrew wasn't bluffing when he said he'd get out of all of that. He did have something on Special Agent Chandler, and now because of that, he's free. We can't have that, Miranda. We need to take this son of a bitch down once and for all.
You know, I've done this before. I helped Stephanie try and take down Donovan Aldridge, but we all see how well that worked out. Do you really believe that I can actually help you here? Elaine, this clearly isn't my sort of thing. I'm more about the legal...
Miranda, yes, you are a legal expert, and that is exactly why I need your help. You said you couldn't help my family initially because you were a suspect in Donovan's shooting, as was Jonah. But you two are suspects not any longer, right?
I don't think so.
And aren't you helping my sister with her case at the hospital?
Yes.
Then that means you are back in the world of law. And I think you should wear a wire and get Andrew to confess to everything. Seduce him, Miranda.
First of all, that recording wouldn't be admissible in court. Second of all, seduce him? God, you really have picked up a few things from Gunner through the years.
You bet I have. Andrew always had a soft spot for you. And as for the wire thing, well, I've already made a call to Detective Bo Reynolds. He said he'd be up for it and that he'd take care of everything.
Elaine Harper, you have thought of everything.
I'll do anything to protect my family, Miranda.
I'll do it. I'll wear the wire to get the goods on Andrew.
On the Harper estate at the guest house, Stephen and Melanie are standing over by the couch, listening to the end of Felicia's voicemail on Stephen's cell phone.
Oh my God! Stephen!
She's determined to clear her conscience for herself and her family.
But it's such a gamble. Despite her thinking that a judge will go easy on her, I still can't help but think about what a bad idea this is. I don't want Felicia to turn herself in.
I get why she's doing it. She's already been under, almost a year's worth of stress? Look, in the end, I think we both understand a mother wanting to get justice for her daughter. And honestly, I'm also hoping you understand where I was coming from, too.
No, I get it. You're talking about what Donovan did to me.
Exactly. So you understand why I went there that night, right?
I do.
And I understand why Felicia grabbed the gun. And coming from a mother's point of view, it's something I get even more. Even I'd do anything for Colin.
Same. Same here. He may not want anything to do with us, but he does deserve love and protection. Speaking of protection, that is what Felicia is giving us.
Yeah. She just seems like an amazing woman. And I'm just so saddened by the fact that she insists upon not even taking our help.
She mentioned that I have a lot of life left to live. While Felicia still has breath, I cannot let her life's final chapter be told behind prison bars.
Stephen, are you saying that you'd be willing to turn yourself in order to take Felicia's place?
I'd be looking at up to 3 years for obstruction of justice. I read about such a crime on the Williams Law Firm website. It's something that was broken down in a nice and neat way. On the other hand, what the site said about attempted murder is a tad more complicated.
No, I can only imagine. And considering what you saw on that website, and considering what is happening to Felicia, I think it might be a good idea if you left town.
But what would be the sense in...
Stephen, if the police call you in for questioning one more time, there will be no guarantee that you'll make it out of that police station again.
Okay. Okay. You're making a solid point. But what about you? Mel, we are together in this life now. What about your case?
Miranda is on top of it. She says, open and shut. And after I win, I'd be prepared to join you.
And what about Colin? If I leave, and you leave, who does our son have? See, none of that's fair to him, or us. What good is a second chance if we started off by running out on him and on Felicia? If I truly want the life I should have lived long ago.
No, I get it. You should stay here in Augustus. And then, like Felicia said, we can make it a good day.
With many more good days ahead.
At the Bennett home in the foyer.
Oh, Diana.
Hello, Jonah.
I've been expecting you.
Then may I come in for a minute?
For a moment? Yes, of course.
Jonah steps aside as Diana enters the home. Seconds later, the two enter the living room. The two then sit next to one another on the sofa.
In truth, this is not so much a social visit as it is me coming to share with you the fact that I had the distinct privilege of coming face to face with Colin Hopper.
Is that so? Well, I'm sure, as you may know, Colin's father and I were somewhat of old sparring partners.
What a polite way of describing the run-ins you used to have with the Gunner Harper. Truthfully, had my husband and I moved to this town before last year, then we could have represented you in your gubernatorial race. And who knows? Maybe the outcome would have been different?
Maybe. But Lewis Burke has made a fine governor. Anyway, I am sorry about the loss of your husband and your son. I can only imagine what you've been going through these past few weeks. What a tragedy.
Yes, a tragedy. Thank you for your words. On another note, I never did tell you how sorry I was about your losing the communications position in Washington to Peter Ortiz.
Forgive me, Diana, but I'm not sure why you'd make the switch to speaking about my loss with Peter Ortiz so quickly. Losing a husband and a child is hardly in the same strata as my career setback.
You're right about that. It's just that I think how you've handled it, said setback, is rather inspiring.
I see.
Jonah, I've been mourning the loss of my husband and my son for a while now. I've been in a vortex of grief. but it brings me great comfort knowing that their legacies will live on. Speaking of which, did you receive the check my company wrote out to you?
I did. And I also received a check from Colin. And I take it that's why you two had crossed paths the other day.
It was more him seeking me and my son out at our offices.
Be that as it may, I'm not going to hurt Colin's business over such a foolish contractual clause.
You're very kind. But we both know that contractual clause was not the right move for Colin to make. He constantly put the future of his cute little upstart in jeopardy. All because he was cocky when it came to his talents in the world of advertising. Jonah, you should take this money. He owes you that money, and you can keep my company's check too.
Ah, well, such an offer is tempting as an apple in the Garden of Eden.
Regardless of how this situation ends up, I do want you to know that you are welcome at Hastings Advertising anytime.
At Memorial Hospital in a spare hospital room.
Thank you for finding us a quiet place to go, Duncan.
Of course. I'm sorry we couldn't go to Dr. Becker's office. He's holding a meeting in there.
No worries.
So to what do I owe the pleasure of you stopping by here this morning? Please tell me you have good news. I am so looking forward to getting joint custody of my son. Please tell me that's a possibility.
How long do you have on your break, Duncan?
Probably I got about 30 minutes left.
That's a good thing.
Why do you say that?
Because, well, I got a call from the judge this morning. He's felt that this case has gone on long enough. We're going to go back in court tomorrow, and he's going to award full custody to your son's mother. I'm so sorry. There's nothing else I could do.
What? What do you mean there is nothing else you can do? She's obviously paid this judge off. That slut got the judge in her back pocket. Come on now.
Duncan, calm down.
I have paid you so much money. I have been living paycheck to paycheck for months now. I've drained my savings. I want joint custody of my son.
You always knew that this was a possibility. Custody cases are tricky, and we both know your wife has a lot of money. She also presented a strong case to the...
I mean, whose side are you on, Alex?
I'm on your side. I'm just saying that she presented a strong case to the judge. Duncan, I could file...
I don't want you to file a damn thing. You are fired, Mr. Bennett. Screw you. I can't believe you did this to me and my relationship with my son. I'm a good father.
Duncan, you know I have two sons myself. I understand the love that you have for your son, but please don't turn your back on me. I can fix this.
We have been in court for months now. You were supposed to fix it. The time for fixing things is over.
At the Augustus Country Club in the dining area, Christopher, Olivia, Pamela, Gregory, and Rhonda are all sitting around the table looking over their menus.
Pamela, it is so great to finally meet you.
Same to you, Rhonda. I've heard so much about you.
Same here.
You know, Gregory tells me that the two of you have really been protecting my son. I appreciate that.
Of course. Christopher is a good guy.
That he is.
Thank you, you two. I just hope the courts will see that.
They will, son.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
I agree with your father, honey. I think that any judge in the whole world would take your side. And not the side of that trashy ex-wife of yours.
Amen, Olivia. That is all Isabella is. She's a piece of trash. I can only imagine how much you miss working at the hospital, son. But before you know it, you will be back at Memorial following your passion for medicine.
You know, Christopher, when I first started going to Gamblers Anonymous, I met this guy named James. And James would always say that once you come out of a storm, you must always remember to go back to what you love. Christopher, you're gonna be just fine. And like your mom said, you will be back at that hospital in no time at all.
Wow, I really don't know what to say. All of you have been so amazing through this whole thing.
That's because we want to see you live a life full of peace and happiness, Christopher. You didn't do what Isabella's accusing you of, son. And once we get over this whole thing, you can go back to living in harmony with Olivia.
I can't wait for that day to come.
As Olivia smiles over at Christopher, Mark and Isabella enter the establishment and spot everyone from across the room.
You want to go somewhere else?
Are you kidding? I don't want to miss out on Christopher's little family reunion.
Isabella, let's just go.
Get a table. I like the way you think.
Isabella smiles and then enters the establishment fully. Mark hesitantly follows her over to Christopher's family's table.
Well, 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 if it isn't the Marshalls, Jeffries, Brookstore family.
Men?
Emphasis on man.
You want to take this outside, Izzy?
It's okay, Olivia. Isabella is not worth it, dear.
Pamela, good to see ya.
Wish I could say the same.
Isabella, I think you should leave our family alone.
Why? After all, your son hasn't been able to leave me alone. I've tried to stay away from him, but he's chosen to stalk me for months on end.
That is not true.
Prove it then.
Isabella, people are staring. I think we should go now.
I think that's a good idea. After all, she did what she wanted to do. She created another scene. Take this 5 feet of lip gloss and leave. Because if you don't...
What, Bookman? What will you do if Mark doesn't get me out of here?
Not sure you want to find out.
All right. That's enough, ladies.
I agree.
Fine. See y'all in court.
Back at Stephanie's home in the master bathroom, Felicia is looking in the mirror at herself. She is rather pale and she looks very tired. She then stares deeply at her reflection, and she begins to practice what she is going to say to Danielle, Stephanie, Antoine, and JJ, who were all just downstairs, awaiting for her to tell them her big news.
All my life I've been keeping secret. Look around at the people in this room. Stephanie, JJ, Danielle, you three were connected to my original secret. My current secret, very much in the present. Stephanie, I am so sorry. Antoine and JJ, I'm so sorry that I won't be seeing the two of you get married. And Danielle, I'm so sorry that I won't continue to see you grow from a career standpoint. And in your relationship, I'm going to prison. I was the one who shot Donovan Aldridge all those months ago. I did it to protect everyone in this town. The reason I'm coming clean today is because I am done hiding. No more secrets, no more lies. I'm turning myself in today.
Felicia then lets out a deep breath, collects herself, and then heads for the bathroom door to go downstairs and confront her secret. Back at Colin's home in the living room.
I'm sorry that I was so hyper when you came into the room. I just wanted to find a way to make you happy this morning.
And I love you for that, but we've held off on this talk long enough.
We've been through a lot these past few weeks, ever since you came back from the dead. And between the threat of Andrew and your mom coming out of her coma and you getting your memories back, I guess we just haven't had a chance to breathe. I'm sorry about all of that.
You don't have to apologize. I mean, it's been hard on you, Colin. It's been hard on everyone.
But it has been hard on you, too.
I know. I'm hanging in there, though. I'm just... so grateful to have my memories back. Look, ever since I got my memories back, I have laid awake night after night trying to figure some stuff out. And as much as this pains me, I think that I've come up with the next chapter for the both of us.
I'm not following. What does that mean?
Colin, you were absolutely shaken to the core by my death. I know it sent you into a downward spiral of grief, and I know that me coming back and everything that happened with your father and Andrew was a lot for you to process. Too much for one person. In fact, I don't want to cause you any more pain. And that's why I want to let you go. I think we should get a divorce.
Emma, I love you.
Emma lets out a deep breath, leans over, and kisses Colin passionately. She then backs away from the kiss and wipes away a few tears.
And I love you too. But sometimes the thing you love the most, you need to let go of.
Back at Memorial Hospital in a supply closet, Duncan is sitting on a bench looking at a photo of he and his son on his cell phone.
I can't believe I lost you. I love you so much, my son. Damn you, Francis. Damn you, and damn you, Alex Bennett.
At Danielle's loft in the living room, Alex and Danielle sit next to one another on the couch. Both of them are drinking a glass of red wine.
Thank you for such a lovely dinner.
My pleasure. And I'm glad that I ended up surprising you with dinner, considering the day that you have endured.
I just can't wrap my mind around the fact my mother shot Donovan.
Same here. For a while, I thought it might have been my mom or dad.
Well, I'm happy for you.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm happy that one of your parents is not being carted off to a prison.
You really think Felicia will go to prison?
You tell me. You're the lawyer.
Considering her age and the fact that Donovan Aldridge was a threat to many, I think it's all up in the air.
Oh, how I wish this wasn't happening. I wanted to go with her, but she insisted that Stephanie be the only one to go with her to the station so she could turn herself in. I just feel as though I'm waiting on pins and needles to hear from my sister.
You'll hear from her, I promise. But until then, I do have a present for you. Dessert, so to speak.
Really now? It better be something I haven't seen before.
I'll be right back. Just hold on.
As Danielle takes a sip of her wine, Alex walks off to the kitchen. Seconds later, he re-enters with a ring box in hand.
Alex? What is that?
I think you know.
Danielle puts her wine glass down on the coffee table and sits up straight in her seat. Alex then sits back down next to her. He then opens the ring box to reveal a vintage diamond and emerald 14-karat white gold engagement ring.
Oh my God.
Danielle, the custody case is over. Your family is going through it, and for a while now, we've stuck by one another through thick and thin. And through everything, I've realized that we're stronger together than apart. With that being said, I wanted you to be with me forever. Will you do the honor of becoming my wife?
Alex,
What do you say?
Yes!
Danielle wipes away a tear as Alex puts the ring on her finger. The two then lean in close and kiss. Back at Stephanie's home in the living room, Stephanie comes from the front door and walks over to the couch, talking on her cell phone.
Mom, don't worry one bit. I'm back home now and I'm grabbing the money for your hearing tomorrow. I am sure you'll make bail. Look, I'm going to go back to the station before you know. I love you too. Bye-bye.
As Stephanie hangs up from the call, she walks over to a painting in the room, lifts it off from the wall, and begins typing in the combination to her wall safe. She then lets out a deep breath and begins sorting out stacks of cash. As she stuffs a pack of $100 bills into her purse, someone comes up behind her and points a gun to the back of her head.
Hello, my beautiful blue.
Donovan!
Don't even think about grabbing your gun, darling. If you do, I'll blow your head off.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to do to you exactly what your mother did to me.
This has been Forever and a Day, created by KCS Hutchison. Co-executive producers KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, and Demi Morgan. Narrated by KCS Hutchison. written by KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, Emmy Morgan, and Derek Andras. Music and sound effects provided by Thessalian Studios and Soundstripe. Theme song provided by Soundstripe. This episode starred Kevin Caliber as Alex Bennett, Candace Mack as Danielle Frazier, Janelle Allen as Felicia Richardson, Sherrard Jackson as Jesse J.J. Frazier, Darrell Anthony as Antoine Jeffries, Aaron Clark as Stephen Langenfeld, Karen Knebel as Melanie Walters, Brett Lawrence as Gunnar Harper, Gene Young as Imogenson Harper, Bart Blackneo as Colin Harper, Frank DeCopolis as Andrew Rutledge, Renee Saran as Miranda Williams, Elizabeth Von Isser as Elaine Harper, Lance Guzman as Christopher Marshall, Emmy Morgan as Olivia Bookman, Tracy Ross as Pamela Belkirk, Amelia Marshall as Rhonda Jeffries, Benjamin Bryant as Gregory Marshall, Michael Carr as Donovan Aldridge, Matthew Preston as Jonah Bennett, Ashley Stewart as Isabella Reed, with Chaz Cunningham as Duncan Anderson, Diana Collins as Diana Hastings, and Desmond Hawkins as Mark Hastings. Join us again for an all-new episode of Forever in a Day on your favorite podcast streaming platform. This podcast is proudly recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. We support all actors and writers on strike.